good Tuesday evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Kayak Fishing Radio, the Double L Tuesday night edition. And it's Chris and myself, Mark, live from Virginia Beach. How's it going on the other side of the wall, Chris?
It is going fabulous.
We're separated in rooms because of the feedback with the two different computers going, so just what the other side of the wall reference was. Anyway, well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. As I already said, the chat room's filling up. We got some guests in there. Guests, I know we're having trouble here and there with people logging in and getting on, but you can try with your Twitter account or Facebook account off of the Blog Talk Radio or the Kayak Fishing Radio site. We got Kayak Kevin in the chat room. What's going on, K-Man? Dennis, we got New Jersey Forever. That's Mr. Was it Barnes up in New Jersey? Rob Choi, Tommy V. Hey, look, William Raguluski, president of TK LGB. What's going on? Landing crew, Mark Wheeler's here. Who else we got? Got some more guests. Well, thank you everybody again for tuning in. Welcome. Tonight we're going to do some tournament talk. We're going to have some Wayne Bravey of TKAA, the tournament director, talking to us, and I am also, we're going to give you a little bit of tournament strategies. We're just going to talk a little bit about what you do to get ready for tournaments and how you fish a tournament. So if anybody's got any questions or anything they'd like to mention about their tournament fishing and how they get prepared or what they do on tournament day, you can either call in or add to it in the chat room. And if you have any questions for Wayne once we get to him about the upcoming TKA tournament in September, you can also either call in or put those into the chat room. At the same time, the week after that TKA tournament in September will be the Boondoggle. We're going to tell you guys about it probably every week we're on, just so everybody's aware. For those of you who may be first-time listeners and not sure what a Boondoggle is, it's a
Boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
How is that?
There you go. Very good. I don't need to say any more. We'll just go to yachtangler.com. But you can go to yachtangler.com/boondoggle or kayak fishing radio, /boondoggle. But basically, the boondoggle is not a tournament. It's just a reason for all of us kayak anglers to get together and fish. This is the third or fourth event that we have done, and this one will be hosted here in Virginia Beach. So it's a great time of the year to fish our area. It's same reason why we had the TKA tournament that time of year. It's probably one of the best times around here to fish. Everything's pretty much still here, and everything's getting on the feed for its winter migration. So we'd love to have you join us. There's plenty of accommodations to stay in. I know the cabins at First Landing State Park, there's 9 or 10 of them. And as of last week's show, I believe there was only 5 left. We can get the link up here for you now. And there's also, like I said, plenty of other places to stay. There's campgrounds down at the oceanfront if you're not familiar with the area. And we have more hotels than you can shake a stick at. So, but First Landing, in my opinion, would be the place to try to stay because a lot of the better fishing sites are real close to that. Crab Creek, Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, not far from our lakes and Lake Smith. And so you can definitely, and you can actually launch from right there at the beach at First Landing. So if you want to go out in the Cape Henry area and fish, you can do that too from your camping site. So definitely check out the Boondoggle. We're looking to have a good turnout, I believe. We got a couple of guys that have already volunteered to take some of the more seasoned kayak anglers. Mr. Choi and Kevin said they would take you out to the bridge tunnel, weather permitting, and definitely not, you know, got to have a few hours in a kayak. It's not for the faint out there. We got a lot of water traffic out there, but a great fishery at the bridge inside Lynn Haven. We're also trying to tie up with Tom Vanderheiden of the Howe Tidewater chapter. Maybe we'll get a little Howe event in that weekend too, get our young men and women out and put them on the water one day, and anybody wants to help and participate in that event. So we're going to have a busy weekend, so everybody keep that in mind. That's October 5th through 8th, Columbus Day weekend.
And with that,
moving
said,
on. Mm-hmm.
We will be looking for sponsors and donations for said event. Rob Choi has already graciously agreed to donate one of his fish rubs. I'm not even going to dare to say what that is called in his language. So, well, what are those called? Do you know how to say it, Wayne? What is it called?
No. no, I won't
Rob
try either.
Rob, call. Yeah. I got picked on for 2 weeks for Butch and Tom Vitale's last name, so I'm daggone sure not going to do the other thing. We'll get Rob on here one night, maybe. He's smiling in the background. I see him on the chat room. If nobody's seen Rob's work, it's definitely beautiful. We get Christmas cards from him that Chris has went ahead and framed. So, yes, he has donated one. So that'll be very cool to go up in the raffles. And like I said, it's not a tournament, but we are trying to get some raffle stuff together and just things to hand out to the participants. So if anybody here knows of anyone that would like to donate anything, or if you yourself would like to, fish rub. Yeah, that's what it is. Fish rub. There you go. Very cool.
It's more than that, actually.
What's that?
I say it's a little bit more complicated than that, but then again, that's Tom.
Yeah, that's Tom's giving it. Tom giving it the same way I would. Easy. Tom. So fishing report here locally. Yeah. Fishing report, wind. That's pretty much the report here lately. If you were able to get out on the water and you were able to find a protected area, you were able to fish. I had clients Friday morning. We went to Rudy Inlet, caught a lot of nice bluefish, but we still got shoved all around. Thank God for my sticked anchor pins. If it wasn't for that, I don't know what we would have done. And actually, one of my clients, a gentleman, he had his own kayak, and he's a river fishing. Does a lot of river trips, and he brought his window sash with him. So he drug around his window sash, which actually slowed him down quite a bit, and not a bad idea in Rudy when he stayed in the middle where it's just kind of muddy on the bottom. I wouldn't prefer to have something like a window sash dragging behind the kayak where there's any structural oyster bars or anything. Kept my eye on him, but he did well with that. And then, like I said, the sticked anchor pin saved the day for myself and the other gentleman I took at, but they had a good time. They caught bluefish. We had a pretty good day. They took the bluefish home. They liked eating them, so I told them to load them up, and they were happy with that. But otherwise, yeah, it's been pretty windy. Rudy, like I said, has been kind of, for our area, probably the most fishable area. Saturday we fished there again and went back Sunday. Sunday we did a little better. I caught a couple nice trout. I know some other people caught trout. There's been hit or miss catches of flounder, trout, bluefish. So hopefully
Croaker.
The wind will. What's that?
Croaker.
Yep. Like I said, all those reports were coming from Rudy because that seemed like the only place that, at least people I knew or people I kept up with that were fishing out there. I'm pretty sure we're not going to get any out in the bay or offshore reports from the weekend. I don't think. I didn't hear of anything great going on. I did happen to go Thursday night to the Virginia Beach Anglers Club and did a presentation on kayak fishing, and great club. If anybody in our region has never been, you should go by and check them out. But anyway, the Virginia Beach Anglers Club, I talked with a couple of the captains that are members there, and tog bite was still great up to the below. Stripe bat, they were getting some nice stripers out there. So I'm sure that it'll still be happening once this lays down a little bit. Not much longer probably on the croakers where all that structure gets loaded up with the croaker and all the other species out there. I see the croaker. Tom Vanderheiden's all perked up now. You got croaker in the house going on. So, yes, Tom, we know the croaker. So, but anyway, we had a pretty windy day today, so I don't know what happened today, if anybody's went out, but hopefully it looked. Lay down, like I said, because time to get on the water. And the temperatures need to go back to where they were. Hasn't been a big drop-off, so I don't think that'll change anything in the fishing world. It's dropped a little, but not too much. So So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we have Wayne Bradby here tonight to talk about the TKA tournament, but there's a lot of other tournaments coming up that I'm going to touch on real quickly before we get to Wayne. One of them is coming up so quick, it's this weekend. It's one that I've fished two times. It's a little trip for us here from Virginia Beach. I think Wayne is with us tonight. I believe he went with us also. I think he was there the first year, but that is the Forgotten Coast. Did you go to Jeff's tournament the first year, Wayne?
I went the year, got blown out. I think it was the second year, possibly.
Yeah, with the thunderstorms and lightning, and yeah, that was the second year. Yeah, so the Forgotten Coast Kayak Anglers Association there down in the Panhandle, Crawfordville. That tournament is this weekend. Jeff Suber, who used to live in our region and member of TKA, moved down there for his job. He started a kayak club down that area, and they've done really well. Great event. The first year I fished, it was a nice weekend, nice weather. We had some great fishing down there, but like Wayne said, the second year, that's the 2 years that I fished, it was lightning, thunder, blowing all weekend, so that event actually got canceled while it was going on due to weather. Then the upcoming of other tournaments is the Now, I know we got some of the New Jersey boys in here, so you correct me, because I thought I looked at the website, and I thought I saw that the Jacks tournament and the J-Bay tournament were, again, on the same weekend. And I thought I had heard somewhere before. What's that?
It's May 19th, the same weekend as Luther's tournament in Farmville also. So we got 3-1
okay,
weekend.
So the J-Bay is the 19th. Okay, so the Jacks tournament is the 11th and 12th, and then the J-Bay is the same weekend as the other tournament I was going to mention, which is more local to everybody here, is the Yak Attack tournament on May 19th. Okay, so there we have it. I don't know why, for some reason, the J-Bay, maybe I looked at last year's dates, because I know last year, I think it was, where J-Bay, Jamaica Bay tournament, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Jamaica Bay, New York, New Jersey area, tournament was also the same weekend as the Jacks Classic down there in Jacksonville, Florida. So they have changed the dates, but it still coincides with one of our local tournaments. So, but you can get all the info for those events on the websites out there. Like I said, Jacksonville Kayak Fishing, that's a huge tournament. I don't know. They're over 400 now, aren't they, Wayne?
I think they're still around, somewhere around that range. Yeah, I think J-Bay is 3, and we're about 4-something. We're number 3.
Same bad. Right. No, not at all. But, yeah, that Jacks tournament, I fished that a couple times. That's a big event, big, crazy event, too. It's a lot of people to be fishing a kayak tournament down in one area. And then Luther's tournament, great, another local tournament. Howe event, again, raising money for Howe. Unfortunately, we'll miss that one because I have a demo day to do for Wild River Outfitters, so I won't be able to make Luther's tournament this year. But speaking of tournaments, our very own tournament in the Tidewater region would be the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association. And without any further messing around here, we'll get right to Wayne. So Wayne, we already know you're there. You've been helping me out already with my dates and stuff like that. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing pretty good. I did look up the fish printing. It's not a fish rub, and if I'm not pronouncing it right, it's Yotaku, Yotaku, just so everybody knows. Obviously, we're not talking about that tonight. We are actually talking about the TKA tournament, which is coming up September 29th, last weekend. And this will be my fourth year of heading it up, and I've been really proud to do it. It's turned into somewhat of a full-time job for a while. But it's a great cause. It's a great event. We try and emphasize having fun, but we also have, we support Heroes on the Water and, to a smaller extent, Project Healing Waters. So two great events. We had 25 veterans last year from various chapters from this area and other areas, a couple from North Carolina, some from Central Virginia, and a few from Project Healing Water. So we had a really good contingent of veterans that fished, and I think they all had a great time, and we're looking forward to do it again this year.
Very cool. Yeah, it's definitely been a tournament that has grown in size, and And it's always been a fun event for us here. We too have dealt with our weather situations on that event for some reason or another, but we've always had great turnouts and some crazy, awesome catches too. I've been, 3 years, I believe, I did the judging on it, and every year I got amazed by the different sizes of the fish and different things that happened, and I still, to this day, remember the guy who won the redfish division 2 years ago, who had never caught a redfish in his life. And for those of you in our area listening, he went to the concrete ships looking for flounder, and he caught a, what does our rulers go up to, 36 inches? So I think,
yeah,
it was
mid-40s, I believe, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, it was like 40. It was like a 42-inch redfish. Guy had never caught a redfish before in his life. Our rulers went up to 36 inches. He had so many pictures of that poor fish, so he could make sure he scored it. And then he had one on his own ruler, but it was so funny because he had that 42-inch red from his chin sitting in his kayak going down his body, across his legs. And
yeah,
it was just amazing to see. And like I said, the fact that he had never even caught a red before, and then over there by the concrete ships, he was just hoping to get a flounder. That's what he was targeting that day, to win the flounder division, and ended up winning the redfish division. And I do believe that he did catch a scoring flounder, but no trout. So if he had caught any trout that would have scored, he would have blew the tournament. I mean, he had it, because I believe the combined that for that tournament was in the high 50s. So if he had a couple of good, if he had a good trout, he would have definitely have won the overall. But anyway, that's one of the one of many of the things I remember from the TKA events. But it was just amazing to see that guy. And I ran into him the year later in Greensboro at a tackle show down there, and he walked up to me and he's like, "Do you remember me?" I was like, "I remember the face." And then he told me who he was. I was like, "Holy cow, yeah, Kevin put up, I think it was a 45-inch. Yeah, it was a big red, that's for sure." And congrats to that guy for never have caught one before, and then to pull one out of the water like that on a tournament, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you just never know in a tournament situation, you know, who's going to catch what. And a lot of people are put off by the word tournament, thinking that it's a bunch of professional anglers, and, you know, you just never know what you're going to catch and who's going to catch it. And, you know, even before I became a pretty avid angler, I was fishing in tournaments, and I just do it for fun. And that's really what you should be doing is having fun, and hopefully if it's a charity tournament, supporting your charity. And, you know, some of it's blind luck. But my favorite story happens to be a guy several years ago who was, at the end of the day, was coming in from the Bay Bridge Tunnel and trolling. Just had his, had his bait out, trolling back in, wasn't really fishing anything in particular, and a striper hit it, and it ended up being the winning striper for the tournament. Now, the guy wasn't targeting it, he wasn't particularly, looking for him, but just, whatever hit. So he won a kayak for that, because it was a division winner, and sometime during the next summer, apparently got a big old swelled head about it, and posted up in several forums in the for sale section, for sale, kayak that I'll win at this year's TKA tournament, which I thought was a little ballsy on his part, but hey, if that's how you roll, that's how you roll. And the night before our tournament that year, after he posted this thing in the summer, he got food poisoning and couldn't participate. And I kind of said, karma has a way of dealing with you when you get a big head. And that was one of my favorite little backstories, if you will.
Yeah, Doc Talk, it's funny you say that, because I was listening to a podcast today while I was painting away at the job, and they talked about just that same thing. Lots of doc talk doesn't do you any good in tournaments. Sometimes it can come back to bite you. So I guess that's what happened to him. He got bit. Well, very cool. So you said you've been taking over the tournament for 4 years now, right?
This is going to be my fourth year. And I've been involved with TKA and the tournament even before there was a TKA tournament. If those of you from around this area remember that Corey Ruth had started a fly fishing tournament, in the early 2000s, and that kind of morphed into the TKA tournament. And it's funny, he posted some pictures a couple months ago of the early years of the tournament, if you will, where I was fishing in a sit-and-side kayak, and we had about 30 people on the dock at Long Bay Point.
Long Bay.
And
yeah, it was at Long Bay. I remember. Yep.
Yeah, so it was like 30 of us, and last year we had 240 people which is an amazing amount of people for, you know, for this area. It just keeps seems to keep growing and growing, which is great. We already have early April, and we already have 70 people signed up for the tournament already. So that gives you an idea of 70? How popular. 70.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so just to let everybody know, you have a cap on captain's bags, and that cap is
125. The first 125 paid registrants get what's called the premium captain's bag. I don't know what's going to be in it this year, but typically we get, you know, a lot of great stuff from vendors and sponsors that, you know, sometimes is, you know, half of your tournament entry fee, basically. Once again, we have Hobie Kayaks as our primary sponsor. They're going to be donating a kayak, the Pro Angler, which is about a $2,500 kayak, and also the captain's bag. So if you're the first 125 that register, and there's always a rush to do that, because they're usually pretty good stuff in them. But, you know, we'll have a little bit of something for, you know, the other people that register, but the first 125 paid registrants will get the premium captain's bag.
Okay, so we're only 55 away from that right now.
That would be correct.
Okay, so I just wanted, well, last week I kind of hit on a couple of those things, so I just wanted to make sure that I told everybody the right information. And to also, I've been teasing everybody, but as of last week, the registration has opened for everyone now, correct?
Yeah, what we did this year was, you know, the people who participated last year were kind of given first crack, and then we opened it up to TKA members since it is our tournament. And it is now open for everybody. It's on several forums throughout the South. And we're hoping, you know, I think we had people from maybe 11 states last year that came to the tournament, as far away as Maine and Florida. I do know that Jim Dolan and his wife from Texas, Jim, for those of you who don't know, is the head of the Heroes on the Water Foundation, and he will be here with his wife, I want to say for the first time. I don't know if Jim has come to our tournament before or not. I'm trying to remember, but if it has, it's been a while.
Yeah, he has.
I don't think. No, he
really?
Hasn't. No, I don't think he
has.
I don't. No.
And you know, you mentioned also, Mark, about weather, and it's really funny that we always freak out about weather. We have not had, you know, the best of weather. Last year was actually pretty decent. I fished when I used to fish the tournament. You know, I fished in a 4-hour downpour. I remember the first year that we got involved with any of the groups like Heroes on the Water and Project Healing Waters. I'll never forget, it was a horrible day. The winds were blowing at about 20 to 30. It was driving rain all day everywhere. And we met, if those of you who fished that tournament, we actually had to switch the venue to a hotel down at the beach, which turned out to be kind of a nightmare for parking. But everybody came in kind of bitching and moaning that they were cold and it was hard and all this. And then the guys from the veterans group, and I think at that time it was just Project Healing Waters, came in. And it was the first time we'd actually sponsored. This was probably about 5 years ago. And they were beaming from, you know, ear to ear, grinning, had a great time. And it showed everybody that, hey, you know, you shouldn't be whining so much if these guys who are, you know, facing some, you know, pretty debilitating injuries in some cases had a great time, then you should also. And every year it's a game as far as, you know, is the weather going to be good or not? And then afterwards, if it's not, people say, oh, we should change the date. And I've looked at a couple of dates that people say we should change it to, and the weather's even worse that weekend. So, you know, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature. I got a great shot this year at about 10 o'clock in the morning when the tournament was going on. I was at the house, you know, checking out some things. And the rain was coming from the south, and it literally split the Chesapeake Bay. It was north of the bay and south of the bay, but the entire bay was pretty clear at that time. I think it did rain on some people at some point, but it wasn't the blustery winds. There's nothing worse than fishing a tournament for 8 hours in 20 to 30 mile an hour winds. And any of us who have fished tournaments before have probably done that. And you know, it just doesn't make for a pleasant day, unfortunately, but we can't control it. We really can't change it. I know that some other tournaments have gone into a multi-day format, and that's just way too much for us to do here. I know New York has
well,
like
here's
a 3-day
one of those things. You know what I like about that, and it's kind of funny because I talked about it when we were at Subers that year. For anybody who's traveled from out of town or anybody who doesn't fish here a lot or whatever, it sure does. It levels the playing field a lot more for people because now everybody's got to fight that crappy weather or whatever. And you're right, you can't change the weather. And getting back to something you said earlier, it's not all about, I mean, I know some people it is all about the tournament. It's all about, you know, winning or whatever the case may be, and that's great. But at the same time, it's all about having fun, the camaraderie, the raffles, the charity that you're supporting or whatever the case may be. So, you know, don't always get caught up in the tournament like you said earlier, and I've said that for years. I've had some of the best trips and fishing events of my life, and that's been going to tournaments, and I honestly didn't hardly catch crap, but I had a blast, you know, or pre-fishing days. I've had better pre-fishing days than sometimes I've had tournament days or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to things like the weather, it just levels the playing field out even that much more for the people who aren't from the area, who don't fish every weekend or whatever the case may be, and you can't do anything about the weather unless it's unsafe. Then, of course, you as the tournament director would know the time to call it, and then we call it, but, you know.
I've never had to make that call before, and I really feel for – I know that Jeff had to make that call when I went down to that tournament because we had literally six-foot breakers on the beach where you were supposed to launch. So, obviously, nobody's fishing in that kind of weather. So, we actually stayed on the roads and flagged people down and called people and all that. The sad thing – or the funny thing, I guess, one guy in the whole tournament – there were probably, I don't know, 150 people fishing the tournament.
Yep.
One guy did not get the message. Okay, so he comes in, and everybody's been at the headquarters. So what they did and what we were probably going to do is having a big old giant raffle party. And so we're all standing around. Here comes this guy who's fished. He's found somewhere to get in safely. Fish caught fish and then finds out the whole thing's been canceled. Well, wouldn't you know it, as a really cool deal on the raffles for the kayaks, he won a kayak. I mean, that's, again, karma saying, hey, you fished out there. You were tough to get out there and, you know, got himself a kayak anyway. So it turned out pretty cool for him.
I remember that day. Yeah, it was pretty bad. We were getting ready to launch, and a lady came running out of her front door of our house, and she was like, you guys, and started yelling, get out of there. No sooner did she say that, I think we heard our first crack of thunder and saw some lightning out off the water. But we hopefully won't see any of that here this coming year. So you were mentioning sponsors. So we got Hobie on as our grand prize. So for those who haven't fished or don't fish our tournament, so Hobie's our grand prize. So our grand prize would be a slam, which would be a redfish, a trout, and a flounder.
That would be correct. And then
we're going to have individual, correct?
Yeah, we have individual divisions. We have the species divisions, which are striper, flounder, redfish, speckled trout. We also have a largemouth bass division for folks that are not into the saltwater fishing, so there is a bass division. I haven't gotten the exact sponsorship lineup, but typically Wilderness Systems sponsors that particular division and donates a kayak for that particular area. The other major sponsors that we have include Appomattox River Company, who is local, Tar River. I just heard from Frank, and he's donating another great boat for the sponsorship of a division with New Canoe. We've also had Wild River Outfitters, Malibu Kayaks, Dick's Sporting Goods. Kokatat donated a major prize last year. Yak Attack has been a very good friend of ours and donated, I think, every third place prize, which is almost a complete package of Yak Attack products. I don't think Luther will do that this year since he has so many products that he's offering, but he's very generous and a huge supporter of our tournament. Hoagie Lures, I hope I mentioned Wild River Outfitters, Dick's, and then Yak Gear also donated a healthy amount of prizes and discounts for the members. So we had probably over 100 sponsors last year that donated approximately $50,000 of product for our tournament. Everything from coolers to water bottles. You can go on our website at tka.org/tournament, and we have the tournament page up from last year with all the sponsors and their links to their websites. And you'll just see a huge amount of sponsors. And, you know, without them, we raised over $10,000 last year for the charity, which was one of the largest contributions that Howe has received, actually, to date. And I hope they certainly get more in the future. But that goes a long way towards helping them establish chapters and keep these chapters that they have running with, you know, supplies and kayaks and rods and things like that, so that we don't just do this once a year for these wounded warriors. We're actually, you know, in various chapters, whether it's the one here locally that Tom runs, Tina Shank runs the one in Central Virginia, and then we had a new one last year that's very popular down in Fort Bragg. that is being run down there. And, you know, all these folks, you know, try to get these men and women out on a regular basis, get them back acclimated into, you know, what you and I consider normal life and sometimes we take for granted. And these people are going through either physical or mental injuries that they suffered in war. And there are just so many great stories about how therapeutic it can be to get these men and women out on the water for, you know, a day so they can relax, they can be in charge of themselves, they can be in kind of in charge of their own destiny, so to speak, and hopefully catch fish and have a great time. Tons of stories about how good that is for them. And it's, you know, something that, you know, until I actually saw it, and my you know, I come from a military family, my father was in the Army, and, you know, I just didn't quite get it until that first tournament when we all walked in all bitchy and moaning, and then these guys were, like, beaming to realize, you know, what it meant to them. You know, something that some of us just take for granted. We throw our kayaks in the back of the truck, go fishing, really don't think too much about it, don't appreciate it as much as these guys who are, you know, stuck in a hospital or a rehab center, you know, for weeks at a time, and, you know, getting out for a day on the water with some fresh air, some good times, you know, some camaraderie and, you know, bantering amongst themselves is really means a lot to them and their families. So that's one reason I tell people, even if you don't fish a lot, you know, we have 200 and some paid members of TKA, and I was a little disappointed last year when, I don't know, maybe half or less were actually participating in this tournament. And, you know, it's our chance to kind of give back to, and we're a big military area here in the Virginia Beach area, and certainly have a lot of need for that. So I'm hoping that, you know, our members will rally this year. And even if you're not a tournament fisherman, doesn't matter. Anybody can catch a fish at any point in time. We have some other, you know, last year we did some fun, you know, unannounced the species divisions. Like I think we did a croaker spot slam. So I know Tom Vanderhagen's going to gun for that one this year if he can catch a spot. And we had, you know, ugly fish, most number of different species. So there's things for everybody. I don't want to think that you have to be a professional seasoned tournament fisherman or fisherwoman, because we do have a female division. We also have a youth division. So I was going to the divisions
Another thing with all of that is, and Chris mentioned it in the chat room a minute ago, you don't even have to fish the tournament. Tom and Tina and everybody that comes down, they bring the vets and all. They always need some help on the water with their how chapters. And so if you're not really gung-ho about fishing a tournament or whatever the case may be, you can come out. I'm sure they'll fish in Rudy again probably, because that's the easiest and nicest place to put everybody in at. And so you can definitely volunteer to help those guys out at with the how chapter. And, you know, that's a good thing. And they're always looking for people. And not that we have an overflow of members or whatever in our area that are just fishing the tournament, but a lot of the people who normally would help out with the how events are going to fish the tournament. So they're always looking for volunteers to help them. So, like I said, if you don't want to fish the tournament, but you'd like to help, then you can always help with Tom. I'm sure he'll be putting up stuff needing, you know, on our website, on TKA's site or wherever on Facebook. So you can show up and help the vets and get the fish too. I mean, that's what Chris and I have done for the past couple of years now, is we've just opted to go to Rudy and fish with the vets and still get a chance at, you know, catching your fish too. So you can enter the tournament and help out at the same time. So it doesn't have to be all about fishing in a tournament too. And I'm sure, as always, we can always use the help with the tournament itself too. So if you like to volunteer to help out, you know, with anything at the tournament, I'm sure Wayne would gladly take anybody's labor forces. It's a lot of work to get everything in the building and get everything set up. So we will definitely take any volunteers on any level that we can get.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to also add that we actually had two major sponsors come on board this year, and they're new. One is Hurricane Kayaks, and also Jackson Kayaks. They're going to be sponsoring divisions for us. So we should have a lot of kayaks as first place prizes, and, you know, some other great prizes by, you know, some really well-known companies, you know, Cocotat, Bending Branches, a lot of other folks who, people, you know, love their stuff, and either they're going to be prizes or raffle items. TFO Rods is always a big sponsor for us and donates several fly and spinning and bait casting rods for the members for the prizes and also for raffle items. So it's really a great time. You know, you buy a couple of tickets, you can typically, I mean, we had hundreds of items to give away last year, so almost everybody walked away with something. You know, I'd encourage everybody to, if you can, make it out, you know, register as soon as you can. And, you know, it's just a great time with a lot of great sponsors that really help us out and raise money for a great cause.
Very cool. I'm just listening to you, but at the same time, I'm reading the chat room, and it's funny, Kayak Kevin and Tom Vanderheiden are getting on their Crook or Swam title. The battle's already begun.
I'm sure Tom will be playing a lot this year. It's going to be held at the same location that we had last year. For those of you who didn't fish it last year and may not know the background story, we've always held it for the last several years at the Lake Wright Conference Center. They have a building behind their hotel complex that was perfect for us. There's lots of great parking. It's not near anything, so you don't have to worry about security issues. And it's always been a fun place to have it. It was getting a little crowded, but, you know, we were able to make it happen. Tuesday of the day, the week of the tournament, I get a call from the location, and the woman, our coordinator, tells me that building that we've used for the last several years had been inspected by the fire department and found to have an issue with their electrical system because of some water leakage, and they had condemned the building. So this is 3 days before our tournament, and I didn't freak out really, but internally I certainly did, because that's a huge thing to have to switch venues with 3 days to go. But we were able to move it into the hotel itself. We made it work. I think everybody had a good time. And we found that we actually like the inside area better, and we can accommodate, I think, even more people. So I think we'll be there, you know, for the next, you know, hopefully a couple of years. We'll see how we grow. And if we outgrow out of that, we'll just have to figure out something else. But it turned out to be a good, you know, a good year. And I'm really hoping that, you know, this year weather cooperates, people decide they want to fish and support it, and we have the biggest and best tournament we've ever had.
Yeah, there's not a problem with outgrowing it. I hope that it keeps growing and it gets bigger and bigger, so we'll find something. If we got to go rent a daggone pavilion at the oceanfront, I guess that's what we'll have to do. So we're never gonna worry about outgrowing, that's for sure. Just to put you on hold for a second, Wayne, Chris just let me know that we have another caller on the line, and it's Philip Ruckert from North Carolina. He wanted to take a minute to mention some other tournaments that were coming up in his area. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Philip is live.
Okay. I know you said that, so I was going to go ahead and put Philip on the phone while we still got some time left, so we'll get back to Wayne, but go ahead. Hey, Phil, you there?
Hey, Mark, I am. Yeah, sorry, Wayne, I didn't want to interrupt on your time here.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
Well, I just wanted to throw out the Carolina
Hey, Wayne. Fish. Hey, Wayne, real quick, tell Phil if he can interrupt, but he's got to come fish this year. He hasn't been back in a couple of years to fish the tournament, so tell him that's the only clause.
Since I went to last year in his backyard, I guess it's only fitting he comes up to ours, right?
That's right.
I did miss it last year. Yes, I did, unfortunately. The Carolina Yakfish, which is the www.carolinayakfish.com, has got the first, if you're not aware of it, it's a 5 or 6 part tournament series to determine an angler of the year. It benefits Heroes on the Water. They've run it 2 years consecutively in a row and have raised just about $4,000 so far for HAL, and that's the North Carolina chapter. So the first tournament's this Saturday, Sharon Harris Lake, which is just southeast of Raleigh and Jordan Lake, if you're familiar with that regional area. It's a good time. $25 is all it takes to enter. There's a $5 big fish pot that you can enter into as well. I believe it's $5 of each entry fee goes towards HAL, and then a certain percentage of the total pot is set aside for HAL as well. Native Watercrafts donated a kayak for the Angler of the Year this year. So you got something to look forward to in that respect. You do have to fish, I believe, 3 of the 5 or 6 tournaments to be considered for that prize, though. The second event is a Kayak, Fish, and Float. It's sponsored by the North Carolina Wildlife Department, and that's taking place at the John Peckman Center down in Fayetteville. And we'll, there's going to be seminars by Mark and Jerry, and Get Outdoors and GOPC are bringing kayaks for people to demo on the water. So it's a great time for that area that doesn't have a lot of shops, kayak shops anyway. For those people around there, as well as military, come out for that event. It costs $25 to register, but the kicker is it's free. Once you show up, you get your registration fee back. That was just done so that they could better allot how many people are going to attend, so forth. The HAL chapter down there will be, they'll be set up selling hot dogs as fundraisers. So you can come out and meet some of those folks from that local chapter of HAL as well. That's it
for
me.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate you letting us know that. It's not just, you know, I like to share anything that's going on. We have listeners from all over. And so if you got something going on in your area, and I've always said this before to anybody else who's listening, if there's an event going on in your area, by all means, please call in and let us know about it, because this show's on the big old intranet, so anybody could be listening, so somebody might need to know something, or you might have information that I definitely wouldn't know about, so pass it along. So I appreciate you calling in, Phil. It sounds great.
Certainly. There was one other cool thing I forgot to mention, and this is from Lake Hiwassee. It's in North Carolina. 17-year-old March 31st just caught the new North Carolina state record, striper. 66 pounds.
Wow. Out of a lake?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Out of a lake. Wow. That's
wow.
Pretty amazing.
So I don't know. Maybe it's like hunting. You know, you shoot a 14, 16-point buck when you're 16 or 17, and everything's downhill from there. So I don't know if that's the way you're thinking about it or not. But he's got the current state record, so it's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Very cool. How old again?
17.
Wow. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Well, it wasn't out of a kayak, but still.
Hey, that's a big fish either way.
Our next generation up and coming.
Yeah. I'd say he's hooked. I'd be.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, I'll shut up then. Yeah.
Kayak Kevin is asking Lake Striper?
Yes.
Yes.
Lake, I threw up the link on that chat board, but when I clicked the Skype deal to call in, it logged me out of that.
And I didn't catch it.
I saw it go by, but the chat room's been flying, so I kind of, if I keep reading the chat room, I'll get sidetracked, and then I'll sound like more of a bumbling idiot than I do on other nights, so... Wow, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's a big striper. Well, what was our state record here for the ocean that was this broke? It was what? Six?
I thought
I'm going to draw a blank.
64. It was.
No, it was
Kevin? No, it was bigger than that. Kayak Kevin will know. He'll chime in here in a minute.
I thought it was like 72 or something.
What is that? Somebody got high heels on?
Oh, that's 73. Actually...
73. Chuck just put up 73 pounds.
That was probably one of my kids doing their homework, tapping their pencil on the paper, on the table.
Well, at least they're doing their homework.
Or playing drums, one or the other.
Music class. But that's in the ocean. No, I realize that. I'm sorry, I'm talking to the chat room. Kevin put up that's in the ocean. I realize that. That's kind of my point I was getting at, that lake fish was only 7 pounds less than our ocean striper that just broke our straight record. So that's pretty wild. Very cool. That must have been a big striper.
Yep.
Catching the lake.
If you go to ncwildlife.org on the news and news articles, though, or you could probably just Google it. The kid's name is Tyler Shields.
Cool.
Very cool. for him.
I say kid, young man.
That's right. Right now, you can probably call him whatever you want. He don't care as long as you say something about his striped bass.
Somebody should let him know he was mentioned. He can download the podcast.
There you go. He'll be mentioned a lot now. Very cool. You know, it always reminds me, I know we're running out of time here, but it always reminds me, if anybody has not got a chance, I'm sure you can find the archives, but the guy in New Jersey who has the world record striped bass said if he ever caught that fish again, he'd throw it back in the water before anybody saw it. It was a great article. It was it went over 2 months in Saltwater Sportsman magazine, the interview and the article with the gentleman who caught that bass. He did it off the surf on a pier, a jetty or in the surf, yeah. But anyway, he said if he ever caught that fish again, he would have thrown it back because his life just was a big shambles after. He had a lot of problems that went on from catching that fish and from the fact that he, you know, and he admitted it, so I'm not saying anything about him that he didn't admit in the article, but he wasn't very educated and he didn't know what was going on, so people were just handing him stuff left and right. He never really went and got, not that you would think you would need to, but for something like that, he never got any legal representation. So, you know, once he started like signing paperwork, you know, because he used for argument's sake, a pen reel. So Penn's like, okay, here's a free reel. We're done with you instead, you know. So he said it was just, you know, it was just aggravating. He said the whole thing. And then he did get some money out of it. And then just like all your lottery winners always say that, you know, once you win the lottery, you have family you never knew you had came out of the woodwork. And, you know, he said he had family coming up to him, telling him about their dying sick cousins and that they needed money, and he never even knew who they were. And I think he even had a lot of marriage problems and all kind of stuff that happened after it. So when you hear people catching big fish, I always think back to that guy in that article. But it's a very good article. If you can archive it somewhere in Saltwater Sportsman magazine, I don't know. It's probably a good 8 years or more ago when that was written, but it was a very interesting read about the guy and how he got bombarded at the dock. He didn't even see his fish. Somebody took it away from him, and it was just crazy. But anyway, hopefully that won't happen to Tyler. So,
back to Wayne.
Well, very cool. Yeah, Philip's gone. We lost Philip. All right, Wayne, well, we're getting close to our hour. Didn't really get towards the other part of our topic tonight, but that's fine. We can always do that another night. I was going to just kind of talk about some fishing tournament tactics, but I'm glad we got to share everything on the upcoming. Well, it's not really upcoming. It's a ways off, but the TKA event. So we've had the chat room's been going crazy tonight, and I'd like to thank everybody in there for keeping it lively in the chat room. Just to kind of wrap up our guest, Wayne Bradby, the tournament director with TKA. We have the event set for September
29th, correct. Cat was meeting on Friday, and the fish in the tournament that day. And then the award ceremony that evening and the big raffle, which everybody looks forward to, which, you know, really generates a lot of money for the tournaments. And we just get a lot of support from our sponsors, and I'm hoping that if anybody out there has connections to somebody who's not supporting our tournament, that they'll point them in my direction. I do know that, actually, I did forget, and I apologize, that Native has come back on board with us, and we'll hopefully be sponsoring a division. You know, last year we had a group of people up in the Peninsula area who got together. It was Keith Hamlin and a group of his employees got together and actually purchased a kayak for the tournament. And we gave it away as a prize amongst the various Heroes on the Water and Project Healing Waters groups. And that was just a really cool thing so that they could win a kayak for their chapter. And I'm hoping we get enough votes to do that again this year. So it is September 29th. You can sign on now online at tka.org/tournament. And, again, there's the SLAM, the species divisions, including a largemouth bass freshwater division, female angler division, and a youth angler division. The female angler has been won by a 13-year-old female for the last 2 years in a row. She's been a heck of a fisherman. And so I'm hoping to get a lot more females, a lot more youth involved with this, because we definitely want to pass this sport on to those folks. So hope to see everybody
very
there.
Cool.
And
that's very cool. Yeah, I wasn't going to say nothing about you not mentioning Native because I figured it'd be like a little shelfless plug for me, so I didn't. I'm just joking you.
I'm glad
to see Native's back on board too. What?
In all fairness, Mr. Rogalewski was quick to point out in the chat room that Hurricane is also on board for a boat donation this year.
I mentioned them again. Hurricane and Jackson.
They're both
new, and we're glad to have them on board, and we really appreciate their support. You know, from any amount of support, whether it's a restaurant donating a $10 gift certificate up to, you know, kayaks and PFDs and paddles and fishing rods. You know, Tika's been great with that. So I mentioned TFO earlier. Pure Fishing has been very, you know, instrumental in donating a lot of different products for us. So we appreciate all of the vendors. I know I've left a few out. Angus Innovations, I know, is another one that donates a lot of product. And they're a small company. Some of these small companies know that, you know, they believe in what we're doing and believe in what we're supporting. And they do it more out of, you know, support for our wounded veterans than anything else, which I find really refreshing that they would do that.
Well, very right. Cool. So, yes, thank you very much, Wayne. So, everybody, just make it real quick and easy and simple for you. Just go to tkaa.org, and you can get all that information. You can sign up there. You can definitely find out anything else that you need to, where the venue is held. Anything you need will be listed there for you. So,
there's an alternative page. It's under the tournament page, and you can just click on the banner, which is another great work. And I didn't mention this, and I certainly should have. Another great work of art by Alan Therrington, Fish DV8. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's done our artwork for the last couple of years. It's on the back of our tournament T-shirt, which is a full color T-shirt, and he also donates the original of the artwork. As a raffle item, we do a 52-card raffle for that item, and it's usually absolutely gorgeous. I've always wanted to win it myself, but never have. So
he did a great website for another guy I know, First Landing Kayak Fishing. Alan did our web page, and I've got more compliments on that thing than I don't know what to say. But yeah, Alan does some incredible artwork. You're exactly right, and he's always stepped up and helped out with us and Howe and all the charity tournaments in our area and all over the place. So you're definitely right for mentioning Alan. There's not enough we can say about that guy and all of his work. So y'all go check Alan out, too, whenever you get a chance. So, all right, well, we're getting close to our hour, so we'll start wrapping this thing up, let you guys go back to whatever it was you weren't doing on Tuesday night.
Man.
But, like I said, we didn't get the tournament strategy, so that'll be an upcoming show. We'll talk about what you do before, after, during, whichever way you want to look at it for a tournament, and get yourselves together and ready. So maybe some of you guys that are out there that do a lot of tournament fishing, start putting down some notes, and we'll have you call in. I like having everybody give us a little different take on their strategy and what they do for the tournament. Oh, boy. And the button girl is loose again.
Yeah,
I've been pretty good tonight, though. You've been very good tonight. I was kind of surprised that Wayne and I didn't get more. And that's what happens. Look, a squirrel.
I can't do the squirrel, but, you know, I find this other one fairly amusing, like...
Oh, don't go there.
All right, well.
Just
we're going to.
I hope you got your separate room. That's all I can say.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get out of here on that happy note. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the chat room. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have a show, so I really appreciate it. Thank you to our guest, Wayne, for calling in, and Philip Ruckert, thank you for calling in, too, and let us know what's going on down in the North Carolina area. Like I said, we're getting ready here. Fishing's going to get better as soon as this wind blows down again. We can get back on it. I'd like to take this time real quick to thank my sponsors, of course, Native Watercraft. Got some exciting things coming up there with Native. We got Daiwa. Thank you, Daiwa. Had a great show last weekend in Richmond hanging out with our Daiwa reps. Scott Castleberry. Aqua Dreams, of course. Columbia Clothing. Anything I'm forgetting there, Chris?
I don't know. The list just goes on and on and on. I think you said it all.
I said enough anyway. So we'll let you guys get going. Again, thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you all later. Oh, wait. Don't let me forget, tomorrow night, the Landing Crew, Mark Wheeler. Thursday night, Chip Gibson. Friday night's our West Coast show with Ike and Spike. And then we come back around Monday for Redfish Chuck. So y'all tune in to all the other hosts throughout the week. Until next time, everybody, tight lines out there. Have a good time. Be safe on the water. Chris, what you got?
Be safe out there. Remember your PFDs and whistles. The Coast Guard's been out there hot and heavy. With that, remember the next generation angler. Take a kid fishing. Tight lines, everybody.
Good night.
Tight lines. Good night.